agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales data for the week ending September 4th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 16.8. Corn, 14.8. And soybeans, 16.9. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called weak to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on seasonally expanding supplies and sluggish demand. Terminals are called mostly weaker, top prices from $45.50 to $51. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 10th, negotiated swine purchases were $12,910. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62.50 to $71.50. The weighted average, $67.92. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.17 to $56.17. The weighted average, $54.41. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,404. The base price range was $62.50 to $72.64. The weighted average, $68.60. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.43 to $60, and the weighted average was $53.90. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, looks like some wet conditions are on the way.
Wet conditions indeed. So for those that have field work, you're not going to get into the fields much after today for quite a while. For those that have crops way behind schedule, which would be many since crops got into the ground late in many locations, the weather is not going to be favorable for fast maturation and completion of the crop because we are going to be turning a bit on the cooler side with the rain. Not initially, though. The first few days here, tomorrow and Saturday, it'll be rather muggy and warm with the rain, but a little bit cooler air to follow. One bit of good news, though, for producers that are worried about frost, at least in the near term, the models never really indicated frost in Illinois and Indiana over the next couple of weeks, but there were some hints that it could be close by around the 18th to the 20th and then later in the month. And now the models are backing off on that a bit. So a major frost is not seen within the corn and soybean belt during the next couple of weeks. There's going to be probably nothing of major consequence in terms of frost through the month of September unless something dramatically changes. Now, beyond the end of September, it's still too early to say. And, of course, early October would still be a pretty damaging time for frost with crops running behind schedule. But I'd say probably for producers, the one bit of good news looking at the last few computer runs, most of the cold air is going to be staying to our north and plunging into southeastern Canada and parts of New England. So New England's going to be quite chilly, I think, at times over the next couple of weeks. And it could get frosty in Maine, for example. But basically, we're not looking at the full surge of cold air coming in here yet. But we will continue to monitor that situation because up in Canada, northern Canada, it's quite cold. It's down to winter-type levels already. Temperatures are running well below average in northern Canada. And I was also reading in Alaska this summer because it was so cloudy, and typically they have anywhere from 17 to 24 hours of daylight during the course of the day in the middle of summer. But with so much cloud cover, it was cool, and it was one of the cooler summers in Alaska over the last 75 years. So some areas to the north are quite chilly at this time, and if a chunk of that cold air happens to break off and come down our way with a northwest flow, then we could turn cold quickly around here. No signs of that yet, but that's something to be concerned with. But the other thing we are looking at, of course, is the rain, and it looks like we're going to get two general waves of rain. First is just a general soaker for much of the Midwest here. It's already raining in some western portions of the Corn Belt, and that will be spreading across Illinois and Indiana tonight and covering much of the Midwest with rain off and on tomorrow on into Saturday. Right now, scattered showers and thunderstorms are in western Illinois, southwestern Wisconsin, in portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska. It's not widespread rain everywhere, but the rain has moved into those areas already, and we're going to see that pushing eastward. Then the other big question mark is where's the remnants of Hurricane Ike going to go? Hurricane Ike will likely make landfall Friday night, overnight Friday night into Saturday morning along the Texas coast. And right now it's probably going to come in just a little bit to the southwest of the Galveston-Houston area, but not by much. It does appear then that the moisture will go into Texas and Oklahoma, where there could be some flooding rains, and then that will bend into Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, perhaps Kentucky. We're not quite sure of the exact timing and track of the heaviest rain yet, but it does look like a soaker for Mike. After that, some drier weather does come in for much of next week, and then improvement in conditions are possible later next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 764 unchanged. Last trade down 6.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 724.5, down 1.25. Last trade down 9.25. July 772 unchanged. Last trade down 3.25. September corn opened at 522.5 unchanged. Last trade down 3.5. December 536.25 down 0.5. Last trade down 3.25. September beans opened at 1191 up 9.5. Last trade down 4.5. November 1175.5 down 2.5. Last trade down 0.5. October soybean meal opened at 326.30, up 40, last trade up 80. October soybean oil opened at 47.84, unchanged, last trade down 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Moorton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We did have export sales reports out go through and figure out what the implications are. But really, other than that, and we can continue to talk about macro factors as well, we're kind of in a doldrums this week.
Yeah, we are. Despite that, this Hurricane Ike, there's a lot of concern about where the vestiges of that will go to and how far north that could come. I think we'll look pretty briefly, at least at the opening, on these export bookings. And on the corn side, the export bookings themselves were pretty negative. We could be down 2 to 4 cents just based on coming in with about a 15 million bushel export bookings, just not enough to make it. Prices want to drift lower. It seems like every time prices poke their head up, somebody's there willing to sell. And again, we've got Gulf logistics issues that keep actual shipments low.
Soybean exports at 16.9, the sales there, excuse me. Those were pretty good for this time of year.
Yeah, they were. I thought they were really good. The bean market was weak overnight. We'll be down a penny, maybe as much as a nickel. I look for more choppy action. The amount of rain in the Delta is certainly going to be an issue. We've got the U.S. dollar index this morning, Dave, above 80. That's a new high for this move. So I think that will kind of keep the lid on a big bean rally for here.
Are you thinking that the U.S. dollar has the potential to rally into that 82 area?
Yeah, I do. And, keep in mind that we were at 72 in July, so this is a huge move.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
Wheat will be down maybe a nickel to a dime. This wheat market has been extremely weak. It seems like every time we turn around, there's another northern hemisphere country saying, oh, yeah, our crop's going to be bigger. We've got new lows for the year. It's just kind of hard to buck that trend. We may see a little short covering later in the day, but I think the wheat market will open lower.
By all accounts, many analysts are saying the wheat market headed to $7. It's just a matter of the timing.
Sure it is, and I think it's a matter of timing on the corn, beans, and wheat.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What are you seeing there today, please?
In the livestock market, I think we'll see a mixed bag, down 20 to up 50 in the cattle. I think the cash cattle strength could come later in the day and give this market a little boost. Certainly, we've slowed down. Those August marketings were short, and we've kind of backloaded those into September. On the hog side, we'll be down 20 to up 20 type of deal. We're still working with these Goldman rolls, so there'll be some support on the front months and pressure toward the back.
Oh, just a quick yes or no question. Will tomorrow's crop production report be above or below 155 bushels to the acre for corn?
I'm thinking below.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.